Adventure ahead.
The National Broadcasting Company presents another in the series of famous stories for the young of all ages. Adventure Ahead. This week, The Biscuit Eater by James Street. A story of hunting dogs and the men and boys who raised them. The story of a scrawny little water-eyed pup that folks down south wouldn't have called a biscuit eater. Adventure Ahead. Seven new arrivals came to Harvey McNeil's place down in the piney wood country of Mississippi. And two young men were soon on hand to welcome the furry little strangers.
Well, hello, boys.
Morning, Papa. Howdy, Mr. McNeil.
That's Carla Ernie, ain't you, boys?
We come to see Bonnie Blue's new puppy.
Oh?
That's right, Mr. McNeil.
We can see him, can't we?
I reckon so, if you're careful of him. Come on in the shed.
All right.
There they are, boys.
Golly.
All seven of them. Bonnie Blue.
Look at them little old pups.
Golly, they sure as little. Ain't hardly got their eyes open, Mr. McNeil.
No.
Could I hold one of them, Papa? Could I?
Sure, Lonnie. Handle them easy. Well, Bonnie's got her eye on you. You hurt one of them, and she'll jump you like a blue jay jumps a June bug.
I'll be careful. Hiya, puppy dog. How you doing, little old puppy dog?
That they's going to make first-rate bird dogs.
Yes, sirree, bobtail.
They ought to make good hunting dogs. Bonnie Blue was a grand champion in a day. Almost as good as our Silver Bell.
Mr. Ames' pointer?
Uh-huh.
That Mr. Ames sure owns a lot of superfine bird dogs.
Well, he's a sportsman, Tex. He likes dogs, particularly champions. That's why I like to work for him.
Bet these dogs will be champions, Mr. McNeil. Gee, Minetti, they'll take the birds easy.
Well, it's more than just that, Tex. They'll have to be trained and looked after for a long time. Maybe a year before they can enter the field trials. To take care of their eyes and ears, give them shots so they're healthy, right kinds of food.
Golly, they must be a powerful lot of trouble.
No, they're no trouble at all when you really love dogs. And you get a reward for your work, too, when they're real champions someday.
Well, I'll just put you back with your mama, little old puppy dog, because you're going to be a champion someday. There.
Mr. McNeil. How long do you expect it'll be till these little old pups wins a ribbon at them field trials?
Oh, they won't all be champions.
Huh?
What do you mean, Papa?
Well, boys, there's a difference between those seven pups.
There is. Look all the same to me.
What makes them different?
The bloodline.
Huh?
Most every litter of puppies has a doubtful strain. Bad streak from their pappy or grandpappy who wasn't so good. That bad strain in the bloodline shows up in one or two pups of every litter.
Every litter?
Uh-huh. Now, you take these seven little pups. Their pappy was a fair to middling bird dog. Till he started killing Farmer Eben sheep.
Yes, I know.
What happened to him?
I had to shoot him, Tex. That's the code of the piney woods. If a dog kills sheep or chickens, he has to die. That bad streak or strain most always shows up in the litter. It always comes out.
But how can you tell?
Oh, it's not hard, Lonnie.
You mean one of these little old puppies is a bad one on account of his pappy?
Yeah.
Well, which one? Well,
this little scrawny one. Here, on the end. Up you go, boy. See the size of him, boys?
Uh-huh.
He's sure a little pup.
Yeah, he's the runt. Scrawny, spots all over him like freckles. Stringy tail. Never make a champion. In other words, this dog's just a biscuit eater.
Biscuit eater?
Means that's all he's good for, is to fetch his own food, his own meat and biscuit. Yeah, boy. Means he'll probably turn out to run rabbits and kill sheep and chickens just to feed himself.
A biscuit eater's a no-count dog, all right. But, Mr. McNeil, this little old pup don't look like a biscuit eater.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, Tex.
Yes, sir?
This one won't be trained in my kennels.
Well, what you gonna do with him, Papa?
I have to take him away, son.
But why?
This is little pup's a no-account, why... He'd be giving me nothing but trouble if I let him grow up.
You mean you're gonna kill him?
Now, don't look at it that way, son.
You shouldn't do it.
But, son,
I was a run. I got freckles. Why don't you drown me?
Now, Lonnie, don't talk that way.
Well?
There's a batten in most every litter. This is just a no-good pup.
But tain't his fault, Mr. McNeil.
Papa, I don't want nothing to happen to him.
I don't either. Couldn't we have him, Mr. McNeil, if you don't want him?
No, boys, I...
Please, Papa.
But, son...
Don't do nothing to him, Papa. We'd like to have him.
Now, Lonnie, I can't have him around my other dogs here in the kennels.
We could keep him at my cabin. My folks wouldn't mind.
Sure, sure, we could do that, Papa.
Well...
We could train him to be our own special bird dog. Couldn't we, Ted?
You bet.
Well, all right, boys, you can have him.
Gee, thanks, Papa.
But someday you'll be sorry, I'm afraid, when he starts chasing chickens and rabbits and maybe killing sheep. Just remember, Sonny, this little runt is just a no-good biscuit eater.
We got us a dog, Lon, a real show-enough dog.
Uh-huh. And it's all our own, too.
Ain't he a beaut?
Sure is. Come here, little old puppy. Come here, boy.
Look at them big old eyes and them big old feet and that big old short tail.
Uh-huh.
Bet he can point birds from here to yonder. Bet if he tries, he can point partridge on light bread.
He's a fine dog, all right. I hope your Aunt Cherry don't mind us keeping him here at your cabin.
No, she don't mind.
You call him, Tex. See if he comes to you.
Here, pup. Here, pup. Here, puppy dog. Looky here, Lon. He comes right over.
Sure.
I just know he's going to be a fine bird dog when he grows up.
Well, I hope so.
Say.
What?
We ain't got a name for our dog.
Gee, no. We got to have a name. What do we call him?
How about Moreover?
Moreover?
Uh-huh.
What kind of name is that?
It's a Bible name.
It is?
Well, sure enough. It's in the Bible.
Whereabouts?
I don't know exactly, but I heard the preacher say so. He said, Moreover the dog followed Noah.
He did? Moreover the dog.
That's right.
Well, if Moreover's good enough for the Bible, I reckon it's good enough for us. That's what we'll call him.
Howdy, little pup. Your name's Moreover. Yes, the Moreover. What do you think of that? See there, Lon.
Uh-huh.
He likes the Bible name, don't you, Moreover? When are we going to start training him, Lon?
Well, the sooner the better, I reckon.
We're going to train him like your pappy trains his dog?
Sure. Near as I can remember how my papa does it.
Mr. McNeil sure makes champion bird dogs. Kind of wished he'd train our little pup.
Huh? He wouldn't. You heard him say he's a biscuit eater.
Hush up, little old pup.
Besides, my papa's too busy training Silver Bill.
Mr. Ames' dog?
Uh-huh. I just hope our little old pup turns out to hunt like Silver Bell. Well, she's already won 4 ribbons at the county field trials.
Golly. Bet Mr. Ames is a heap pleased with her. A real champion.
He's up at our place now.
Mr. Ames?
Uh-huh. Comes down once a month to talk to my papa and see all his dogs. Guess we wouldn't do so good if it wasn't for Mr. Ames.
What you mean, Lone?
Well, he pays my papa for raising his hunting dogs and his champion dogs for the field trials. Because Mr. Ames likes to have pure D first-class bird dogs.
I'm glad he ain't got more of them.
Huh? Mr. Ames wouldn't have no truck with our little old puppy dog.
Why not?
Well, on account of my papa says we got a biscuit eater.
Say, Long.
Huh?
Look at Marvin. He acts just like he knew what a biscuit eater is.
Golly. Well, he sure does.
Reckon he really knows what a biscuit...
Hush it. Don't say it.
Huh? Oh, no. We mustn't, must we?
Remember what that name means?
Yeah.
We got us a real intelligent dog here, Tex. We gotta be careful. Never to call him a you know what.
Golly, yeah.
You just cheer up, little old puppy dog. We ain't never gonna call you that name again.
Here, girl. Come here, Silver Bell. Easy now. That's the girl. Here she is, Miss Ames.
Hello there, Silver Bell. Nice girl. Oh, she's a fine dog, McNeil.
Yes, sir.
Looking better every time I see her.
Aren't you, old girl?
You bet. All right. Run along now, Silver Bell. Back to your kennel. Oh, she's a fine dog.
I think we've got every reason to be proud of her, McNeil. You've done a good job.
Thank you, Mr. Ames.
You're giving up plenty of training? The field every day?
Every minute I can spare.
Good. Of course, the county field trials are a long way off, but this year, I want to make certain that Silver Bell wins the ribbon, McNeil.
And I think I know why.
You've guessed it. One more blue ribbon here, and then the national trials at Grand Junction, Tennessee.
That's a big meeting up there. Lots of fine bird dogs. But I think Silver Bell's appointed to give them a run for their money.
You do, huh?
Yep.
Well, your word is good enough for me. You've done a fine job of raising my dogs, McNeil. And as long as they keep on winning all the meets and field trials, I won't ever complain.
All right, sir.
But, seriously, McNeil.
Yes, sir?
You've got a big job on your hands raising and training all these dogs. And you've been doing it all yourself as long as I've known you. You're not getting any younger, McNeil.
What do you mean?
Well, don't you think you ought to get some assistance? Hire some men to help you handle the dogs?
Well, I have thought about it. But I love these dogs, Mr. Ames. I understand them. I'd kind of be afraid for just anybody to take care of them.
Oh, of course. I know how you must feel about them.
And besides, with the war and all, I don't know where I'd find anybody to help me.
Well, what about your son, Lonnie, and that little Tex fella? Couldn't they do a man's work?
Those boys? No, I'm afraid not. Maybe someday, but not soon. They got an awful lot to learn.
Hey, you, mow over.
Mow over? Come here, boy.
How you expect to be a high-rating dog making all that noise?
Mow over. Come here. You just gotta be quiet when you're hunting birds. Them quails are gonna fly away if you make a lot of noise.
They sure is.
Now, let's try it again, moreover.
Go get him, dog.
Go get him. Tex, look at him go through the grass.
Uh-huh, he moves fast, and he ain't making a sound.
No.
He's a natural-born bird dog, Ron. Natural-born.
Yes. And he ain't no biscuit eater.
Well, boys, still trying to train that dog.
Yes, Mr. McNeil.
We're going to use a shotgun over him tomorrow.
That's so?
And sure, he lent us her gun.
Well, you boys be careful. I don't care if you kill a dog, but don't hurt yourselves.
Easy now, moreover. Easy.
You got it, Lone.
Hold that point. Fetch him, moreover. Fetch them birds.
Lone, he sure is a good bird dog. Lone, you've been training him over every day like this for a long time.
Uh-huh. Just about 6 months, I guess.
Golly, he sure has grown up. And he sure has turned out a plum, super fine, high-rating dog.
Oh, hello, son. Not working your dog today?
He's out with Tex.
Oh.
I wanted to ask you, Papa, about the papers on Moreover.
Papers? What about them?
Well, that is, me and Tex, we want to register him.
Register?
Yes, sir. We'd like to have his papers if you got them.
Oh, I reckon they're around here someplace. But, well, I don't see what good they'll do you. Only time you might need them was if you was going to enter a field trial. Or were you thinking of running that dog in a trial at the county seat next month, huh?
Well, yes, sir. That's just what I aim to do.
What?
I want to run more over in the county trials next month.
But you ain't serious, son.
Yes, I am.
But Lonnie...
stands a good chance to win as any...